Well, Bishop Sheen once told the story of a scientist who traveled around the United States being driven by his chauffeur. And every night the scientist would give the same talk in every city. And the chauffeur would drive him and the chauffeur would sit in the audience and listen. After about 100 times that this occurred, the chauffeur said to him, "You know what, doctor? I think I could give that talk better than you could." So the scientist said, "Okay, tomorrow night we'll trade clothes. I'll dress up as the chauffeur, I'll sit in the audience, you wear my suit and give the presentation." Well, the presentation went perfectly, and he got a standing ovation, and afterwards everyone sat back down, but then a hand went up, and the speaker began to sweat, but he said, "Yes, what is your question?" And the man from the audience said, "Doctor, when you took the potassium chloride and mixed it with the hydrochloric acid, and compared it to the photographic plates of the sun, how did you come up with the equation E equals MC squared? Well, he thought about it for a moment and said, "You know, that is such a simple, obvious question. I'm going to have my chauffeur answer it." In today's gospel, we have someone asking the Lord a very simple, obvious question. What is the greatest commandment? Of course, we know there are 10 commandments given by God to Moses. But of course, the scribes and the Pharisees had added an additional 660 other commandments, rules, and regulations. And so the rabbis would always be discussing, you know, which ones were more important, what was the hierarchy of commandments in order to follow God the way God wanted to be followed. And so this scribe, again, the scribes are the ones who hand-copied the scriptures, they were like the theologians of the day, said, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Very simple question. But when Jesus answers it, he actually gives two. He gives the first, but then he adds the second. And basically he says, love of God and love of neighbor. He sums it up with the greatest commandment is to love. That's why God created us, is for love. He created us from love, for love, and by love. And so Jesus answers by quoting Deuteronomy, what we heard in that first reading. What's called in Hebrew the Shema, which means, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. And you're called to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." So this is called the Shema. The devout Jews took that so seriously when God said to keep that in the forefront of their mind. They would write those verses on a little scroll of paper and actually place it in a leather box and wear it right here in the forefront of their mind. Literally, many of them would wear it as a armband on their arm with a little leather box, and they would use that piece of scroll and have it, again, to remind them to love God with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind. When I visited some of my Jewish friends at their homes to bless their homes and to have dinner with them, they, as you go through the doorpost, they would often have the little metal scroll, and then that would be the words of the Shema, the "Hear, O Israel," to reminding them to love God. And, you know, and some of the evidence on the Shroud of Turin that Jesus had one of those leather pouches on his forehead and on his armband, according to the super magnification of the Shroud of Turin. So this particular phrase from Scripture reminds us of really what God wants us to do, to love him with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind, but then to love our neighbor as ourself. So it's two commandments rolled into one, love of God and love of neighbor. And it's important also to look at the word love, because the word love, of course, means many things in the English language. C.S. Lewis wrote a great book, as you know, called The Four Loves. And in that, you know, one word for love is philios, which is brotherly love. Another word is eros, romantic love. Another word is storge, patriotic love for one's country. But in the Greek New Testament, the word is agape. And this word is an important word because it's not based upon emotions or feelings. It's based upon an act of the will. It's based upon a decision. So love is a decision. To love God whether we feel like it or not. To love our neighbor whether we feel like it or not. And this is a sacrificial, self-giving, self-donating love. This is the kind of love when it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that those who believe in him might not perish but might have eternal life." So this is the kind of love that the Lord is calling us to have for God as well as for our neighbor. When it says to love your neighbor as yourself, to love your neighbor with this, an act of the will, a decision, whether you feel like it or not. So that is at the heart of love. Love is desiring the highest and best good for the sake of the other person. So love your neighbor as yourself. So Jesus takes these two commandments and rolls them into one, reminding us to love God, which is the vertical, and to love our neighbor, which is the horizontal. And isn't that beautiful that it forms the image of the cross? Whenever you look at the cross, we can be reminded to love God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and then to love our neighbor as ourself. And every time we make the sign of the cross, notice that we touch our forehead to remind us to love God with all of our mind. And then we touch here our heart. And then we touch our shoulders, which is a symbol of strength, to love God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind. So in other words, to love God with all of our being, with the entirety of our life, our emotions, our affections, our will, our body, our mind. And I'll just conclude by reading a couple questions that I found in a very good scripture commentary on this passage, and just a few things to reflect upon ourselves. When God tells us to love him with our heart, the question for us to ponder as we go on with the Mass is God the focus of our affections? Is our love for him warm and real? What about loving God with all of our soul? Are we willing to give God our life itself? Do we worship God regularly, faithfully, and genuinely? Do we love God with our total being? What about our mind? Do we try to involve our mind and our intellectual capacities to learn about God, to read the scripture, to read the Bible, to study our faith? Are we trying to be informed and have a deep faith? And lastly, do we love God with all of our strength, with our body, with our physical temple of the Holy Spirit, which is our body? Do we try to love and serve him with our physical and material capabilities of our time, our talent, and our treasure? Do we seek to love God with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength? So that is the... Those are questions to ponder as we continue with this Mass to try to grow in love. And I think it was summed up so beautifully by St. John of the Cross, who said, "In the evening of life, we will be judged on how much we've loved God, and how much we have loved our neighbor."